We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Okay, and some good news to go with the good morning. From the CDC side, this is stuff you will not hear from the mainstream media. Deaths from COVID-19 have been going straight down. But know this from the media coverage, because they're mostly focusing nationally anyway on new cases. And they're up substantially because there's a lot more testing going on right now. In fact, we're testing at 23 times the rate we were in April. So it's actually a miracle the case numbers aren't even higher than they are. But wait, you're thinking, wait, did I hear that right? Deaths declined so much that it may no longer be an epidemic in America? Mm-hmm. Well, says who? CDC. Wait, what? The United States is Forbes. It's the Federalist. Federalist.com. I've got this up on the Facebook page if you want to read it yourself. The United States now has so few deaths due to COVID-19, compared to before, of course. The United States now has so few deaths due to COVID-19 that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Friday it is approaching the threshold for dipping below the level of an epidemic. Folks, should be the biggest breaking news story right now in the country. But it's not, because they lie. Now they just want to tell you, more cases, and there's more cases, and cases, and rah! What? Yeah, there's more cases. But there's not more deaths. We've been on a steady downward decline for a long time now in deaths. Months. So low, in fact, that we may soon not have enough deaths to classify it as an epidemic. Why won't the media tell you this? Because they saw the employment numbers from last week. They're freaked out. We shut down too soon before their goal was achieved. Oh, you mean their goal to keep everyone safe? Nah, they don't give a rip about anybody. No, it's to destroy the economy. They're frantic to get the economy shut down and good and depressed again. The threshold, let me explain to you why, because deaths are declining so significantly, the CDC now believes we are approaching the threshold for dipping below the level of an epidemic. It wouldn't be an epidemic anymore. The threshold rate, death rate, for COVID-19 and other diseases like influenza and pneumonia to be an epidemic typically ranges from 5 to 7% at the height of the flu season. 5 to 7% at the height of the flu season. The CDC says the Wuhan flu death rate during the last week of June had reached equal to the epidemic threshold of just 5.9%, reaching its lowest point. So what does that mean? Well, it's still in epidemic territory, but only barely. Why? The number of total deaths due to COVID-19, you will not hear this from the South Carolina media. The total number of, and national either, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 has been, say it with me, declining for 10 straight weeks, concluding with week 26 that ended June 27th. This suggests the U.S. could be on the verge of not being considered an epidemic. Talking about COVID-19. Wow. Quote from the CDC website, based on death certificate data, the percentage of deaths attributed to pneumonia, influenza, or COVID-19 decreased from 9.0 this week to 5.9%, representing the 10th week of a declining percentage of deaths due to PIC, according to the CDC's website. So it's going down. They won't tell you this. Now, in South Carolina is a little different. We had a really weird month last year. I'm going to break it out for you because the media just wants to scare you. And I'm on the SCDHEC site, okay? First week of, honestly, June was a mixed bag. We had 41 deaths the first week of June, which is a really good number. That's the fourth lowest week since this started. Second week of June, we went back up to about the average of 60. Third week of June, ending the 27th, we had 73 deaths. That is a high. That's the highest that we have hit so far. So June was a really mixed bag. We'll see what this week holds. But South Carolina hitting a high of 73 deaths, we are one of the few states to do that. That is unusual. Most other states have a declining death toll. So that's where we are for the country. But they will not, again, will not tell you that. Now, why are we seeing this? Well, Sanford doctor, Dr. John Ioannidis, one of the few who've been honest. By the way, he's amazing that nobody's listening to him yet except, like, me. Because he's gotten this dead on right since the beginning. I mean, dead on. I mean, even nailed the death rate before there even was an official death rate because there wasn't enough data available. So everything Fauci's gotten wrong, this guy's gotten right. So when he talks, I listen. He's a medical doctor and a medical professor at Stanford University, but he's also the head of Stanford University's Disease Prevention Center. So he knows a couple things about diseases. He says we now have 50 studies, more than, he says, 50 studies on the death rate. So we got a good idea of what it is. He says for people younger than 45, the infection fatality rate is almost zero. This is why we're seeing more cases, but deaths are declining across the country, straight down, like I just told you. Because people who are testing positive now tend to be younger. Younger people just really don't die from this. For people ages 45 to 70, Ioannidis says the death rate ranges, depending on the state, between 0.05, that's half the death rate from the seasonal flu, to 0.3. 0.3 is about the typical death rate for a severe seasonal flu. We have about one of those a decade. Our last severe seasonal flu was in 2017, 2018. Now, for those above 70, God, how long have we been telling you this here? For those above 70, the death rate escalates substantially. The reason we're seeing the death rates fall as cases increase is because it has already ripped through the elderly community for the most part. Doesn't mean there are some people who, you know, won't still be infected. They will. So what does that mean? Well, if you're 70 or older, you really need to take precautions. We have been warning about this since the beginning. If you are underneath, you do not need to freak out and worry. Unless you have some sort of debilitating condition. Maybe you're recovering from cancer, you have a compromised immune system, something like that. Why can't the media just tell us this? Why? Why? I mean, you turn on them, you just pick a news station, any news station, turn it on, you'd think the end was coming. When the end that's actually coming, it appears, is the end of the epidemic. Because there aren't enough people dying to classify it as an epidemic for much longer. But this is political, so gotta scare the people. Fake news, just fake news, more fake news. And you know what? It's not necessarily fake. It's just the lack of context. When they tell you there's massive growth in cases, but they don't tell you that deaths are declining because they want you to be scared. They're manipulating you. That's what they do.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. I always get the test, though. I always get the text from you on the text line, which is 71307. Good morning, by the way. Yeah, but what about hospitalizations for COVID? Hospitalizations are way up. Well, I'm not surprised. We've got more cases. There probably are some more hospitalizations than there would be. Not deaths, though. Those are straight down. Deaths have been declining for weeks now across the country. Media doesn't want to tell you that because it would ruin a perfectly good scare story. But what about those hospitalizations? Man, everybody's sick. Hospitals are overwhelmed. You've heard the story. You know how it goes. Yeah, they're almost overwhelmed. Are they? Well, Tucker Carlson and Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News dug a little bit into that, and they found something interesting. You know, a lot of these hospitals, including ours here in South Carolina, are now reopening beds for elective procedures. So that's like you needed knee surgery. You were going to have knee surgery before this, but then the governor ordered them to leave the beds open. So your knee surgery got canceled. For some people, elective surgery is scary surgery, like cancer surgery, that they needed. Beds got canceled, right? So everybody's getting back in now. They're getting their elective surgeries done. Stuff that you won't die right away without or anything. A lot of it's, you know, might be back surgery, might be knee surgery, that kind of thing, right? Well, listen to what hospitals are doing. In order to have the elective surgery, and in fact, I actually went through and got a COVID test over the break, and they actually asked you that in line at Prisma. Are you getting this test because you're scheduled for surgery? I thought, Yeah, you need a test or they won't let you into the hospital for surgery. Well, guess what they're doing? I suppose I need a knee surgery. I test positive for the COVID. I'm asymptomatic. I need my knee surgery. They're letting me into the hospital to get the knee surgery. And when I'm recovering from the knee surgery, they're wheeling me out. They put me in the COVID unit because I'm positive. But I am no way, no how there for COVID. Not a thing wrong with me. I don't even have a sniffle. My throat doesn't hurt. I just need knee surgery. They're counting it in their hospitalization totals. Process that for a minute. Yep. So you get the test because you need elective surgery. When I go into the hospital for something having nothing to do with COVID, it's just a surgery that you've needed for a while, you've wanted to get. You test positive, guess what? You count as a COVID patient. You're like, dude, I just got knee surgery. I feel fine. I mean, I'm positive, but I'm asymptomatic. Doesn't matter. Take a listen.
Cases of coronavirus in Texas are hitting new highs. Hospitalizations are the highest they've ever been. One possible cause for that, Texas officials say that every hospital patient with the coronavirus is being counted in their hospitalization total, even if they're getting treatment for something completely different. It doesn't seem honest.
You think? Nothing about this has been honest. Every way this could be fudged was and is. Dr. Mark Siegel, you see him a lot on Fox News, piled on, talking about those who test positive are counted as COVID patients, even though when he said, and in here he says they don't have COVID. What he means is they've got COVID, but they're not in there for the COVID. They're in there for knee surgery or toe surgery. They got a bunion.
It's been widely reported, as you just said, that the hospitalization rate is going up, but it's not reported that it's not mostly COVID-19. It's actually the cases that were there because of the reopening, because they're now getting the elective surgeries they need, cancer operations, heart disease operations, hernia operations. That they're filling the hospitals.
Anything to keep the lie alive. I cannot wait. And we'll get these, by the way. I can't wait to get the real numbers. I'm thinking the actual pure death rate from corona is somewhere between 3% and 12% of the actual death total. How do I know that? Italy admitted that only 12% of their deaths were pure COVID deaths. What about the others? They just tested positive. Yeah. Remember that California county, San Diego County, the county supervisor did that radio interview where they asked him, so how many of these cases are pure COVID cases? I mean, real true COVID cases. He said 3%. Wait, 3% of the 189 deaths you've listed are actual pure COVID cases. The rest are people who had COVID or they had COVID along with other things that killed them. Mm-hmm. It'll run between 3 and 12, I'm thinking, of the death toll they're giving you. They're going to admit this all after the election. They will. It'll all come out. It will. And I cannot wait to recount it all with you. How badly we've been hosed. Again, doesn't mean it's not deadly. Most certainly is in this state. The average age of death is 74.6 years. And the average person is 74.6 years old and has 2.5 conditions, additional conditions that put them at risk. So if that's you, again, we want to be responsible with this. You need to take precautions. You need to have somebody else be shopping for you. You should probably stay home. You should follow all the recommendations. If you were under 45, as Stanford University medical professor, Dr. Ioannidis said, your chance of death from this is almost zero. Live your life. Go out, go shopping. You know what else you should do? You have an elderly neighbor. Don't scare. Knock on the door. Step back from the door. You don't want to be in their space. Offer to go grocery shopping for them. I'm happy to grocery shop. I'll leave your groceries right here on the front porch. What do you need? You got family members and, you know, you're not shopping for them, assuming they're in town, obviously. Shame on you. You should be shopping for them. You should be running their errands. We need to take care of each other. And we particularly need to take care of the people who really are at risk from this and stop pretending we're all at risk because we're not. We're not. That's a political manipulation. You know what really angers me about that? We're putting the people most at risk at more risk because of politics. The message should be loud and clear. If you're over 70, you are at risk for, if you, especially if you have complicated conditions, don't go out. You are the ones who should not be going out. You specifically should be staying in place. But when they generalize it and then people look around, nobody they know is dying. You can't keep the hysteria for going for very long. And these older people are going out. Because they won't spell it out for the population because they're more concerned with defeating Trump than they are with defeating this disease. And that's the truth. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. They will only admit it after the election if Biden wins. If Trump wins, they'll keep this train rolling. I don't think they will. Because I think there's a lot of Democrat donors out there who are losing money on this deal. Business owners. I don't think they will. I mean, they'll still blame him. But it'll be some new thing. All right, coming up next. An historic moment occurred this weekend that should be in all the textbooks going forward. And it won't be. It was shocking. You probably missed it. I caught it. I'll tell you what it is next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, time is slipping away. For the deep state, they're winning. Yeah, at this rate, looks like they're going to get away with it. It's not me, not my opinion. That's Senator Charles Grassley, who in a series of tweets this weekend warned that the depth of the deep state is so great that its members, quote, get away with political crimes. And it appears they're going to get away with this one. Folks, do you remember how long ago it was that Trump gave Bill Barr the ability to declassify documents that would tell us what they did, what the deep state did in that election? Remember how long ago that was? It's almost a year now. You seen any of those documents? It's odd. I haven't either. Bill Barr gonna skedaddle? Our attorney general? Trump could declassify them himself, but the media would go wild. So he handed it off to Bill Barr. So Bill Barr could, you know, check and make sure there wasn't any, you know, classified stuff in those documents that detail the crimes of the deep state. Tick tock. Tick tock. Wow, we're 70 something days out from voting starting in this election? Where are the documents? We could do this all with the documents. We don't even need a prosecution. Where are the documents? We have a right to know before we vote. Honestly, I'm at the point, I'm putting this on the president. Where in Hades are the documents? What is Bill Barr doing? It's worse than that. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, probably the only, well, actually the only person in the Senate who has honestly pursued the crimes by the FBI, put out a series of tweets this weekend. They're chilling. Grassley tweets, at real Donald Trump, hashtag common sense. Barr recently said, quote, this is the closest we have ever come to an organized effort to push a president out of office. Leads me to think Durham, that's his chief investigator, Barr's, won't report any prosecutions till after the election so as not to influence the vote. Sad, sad. Oh, yeah, we can't have the American people know what criminals there are in Washington rigging our elections illegally. On the taxpayer dime, can't have, they would be biased in their voting. No, they'd be informed in their voting. Grassley followed that up with, if no prosecutions till after the election, sad, sad, just think Flynn, Mueller. Wow. Which is what I've wondered here, folks. Is Bill Barr an honest actor, or is he playing Lindsey Graham? You know, Lindsey Graham. Had the chairman's gavel, the Judiciary Committee, which meant he had subpoena power for over a year, did nothing. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Is Barr just running around giving good-sounding interviews in order to keep Trump believing he's doing something when his real goal is to run out the clock? Because we know there's a there there. Here's Bill Barr a week ago on Maria Bartiromo. And he's talking about how this is the closest to a coup by the Democrats and the FBI since the Democrats shot Lincoln.
A source said to me a couple of years ago, speaking of the Russia collusion story, that this was the closest the United States ever came to a coup to take down a president since the assassination of Lincoln. Is that an appropriate statement?
In this sense, I think it is the closest we have come to an organized effort to push a president out of office.
And it continues.
But what the, you know, I'm not reaching a judgment as to what the motivations there were.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you remember what Barr said about what happens? This was just last week. If the to the Durham investigation after the election, if Trump loses. So, like, Trump loses, Mr. Barr, what if you can drag it out that long, Mr. Barr, what happens? How do they get away with it? Biden wins, they get away with it. So I'd say time is now, wouldn't you?
We're waiting on John Durham's investigation, a criminal investigation. What bearing does the election have on that? I haven't heard any Democrats raise any upset over the fact that wiretapping of an American citizen was illegal, an FBI agent changed evidence, changed a document, a whole host of issues. So am I to believe that if we don't get the results of the John Durham investigation before the election and Donald Trump loses, we won't hear another word about this?
In terms of the future of Durham's investigation, you know, he's pressing ahead as hard as he can, and I expect that, you know, we will have some developments hopefully before the end of the summer. And what happens after the election may depend on who wins the election.
Hopefully before the end of the summer. Okay, that's interesting, because we were supposed to get this in the spring, according to an interview he did in January. Now it's end of summer. See how this works. That's the game Lindsey Graham played. Barr watched it. Could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But you know, Durham, the investigator, he's a Democrat. You know that, right? Longtime Democrat. Now, to his credit, he has returned indictments in corruption cases against both Democrats and Republicans. But you know, in the United States of America, we live in a dual justice system. So only Democrats can investigate Republicans, never the other way around. Durham's a Democrat. Barr's a Bush guy. Yeah, the Bush people are. They take no prisoners in their attempt to destroy Trump. So, you know, I'm just watching this thing. And I, you know, here's the thing. Well, we're trying. Uh-huh. Sir, you've had a year to declassify these documents. Where are they? Now, I know I'm going to get the text. Yeah, they're just waiting closer to the election. No, you can't wait till closer to the election. Barr could come out with a huge press conference and say, I can prove they broke the law. Here are the documents. It will get no mention or little to no mention on any of the mainstream television stations. We will need months to break break the information through to the public, to battering ram it through, that Trump was the subject of an attempted coup overthrow in a partnership between the FBI and the Democrat Party, the DNC. We will not get that through a week before the election. No one will know. We will not get that through a month before the election. It will take repeated over and over and over to bust it through. Folks, do you realize a month ago we had a poll that said 55% of the American people still think Trump colluded with Russia? That was debunked last year by Robert Mueller and his team of Hillary attorneys. Like, literally some attorneys who've worked for Hillary at the Clinton Foundation and others loyal to the Democrat Party. They debunked that over a year ago. Public has no idea. So this, well, we'll just wait around and see, and we'll just wait and see and see and wait and wait and see. Oh, look, it's almost election time. God, I can't believe they've gotten away with this for 4 years. I wonder what Grassley knows. All right, I promised to redo this in the 8 o'clock hour, and I'm doing it because you got to hear the story. You probably heard about this 8-year-old who was murdered in Atlanta. And you've probably seen her parents on television in tears and the dad's, you know, going, why? She was a black life. Well, what you haven't heard is the real story of how she ended up dead. You might think, if you watch the newscast on this, that yeah, she got caught in the crossfire, you know, is unfortunate. No. She's deliberately murdered by radical Marxists who had taken over the streets of Atlanta. This was no error at all. In fact, there were two shooters, not one. She was shot in the back. Now, normally when a black person is shot in the back who is innocent, much less a child, media goes wild. Instead, they censored her death. She's in the process of being forgotten right now because she's an embarrassment, this 8-year-old. You know why? Because here's the rest of the story the media won't tell you. And I'm going to play you the part of the clip they cut out, almost uniformly, including Fox News. I don't know why Fox did it. Everyone else, it's obvious. What had happened in Atlanta, and this is from the reporting of WSB-TV, is that Mayor Keisha Bottoms had allowed a CHOP-style zone to develop around the Wendy's, where Rayshard Brooks was shot. several weeks back, where there's no law enforcement. So she had allowed these Marxist, radical Marxist protesters, because that's what they are, to set up police, to set up barriers and basically become a police force. Okay, well, you go back to WSB's local television station there in Atlanta, who told the truth on this. This was June 23rd. And the neighborhood where this is all going on is a black neighborhood. They're being terrorized by these so-called protesters, the ones with heavily armed, you know, with guns. And so black people in that neighborhood, they want to go shopping because some of them don't have cars. They got to walk. Well, they've been beaten for crossing the barriers just to try to get where they're going. They've been pulled out of cars and beaten. The mayor did nothing. She continued to allow them to occupy. So what happened next was only inevitable. The mother of this poor little girl, Sequoria Williamson, she's Sequoria Turner. Her dad's Sequoria Williamson. She's Sequoria Turner, made the mistake of driving past one of the barriers these Marxist activists had set up. Now, you would think she's black, right? They claim they're there for black lives. You'd think dad had gotten her a free pass. It didn't. Because this isn't about black lives. This is about Marxism. This is about enforcing Marxist borders inside our country. This is about Marxist checkpoints that you're not allowed to go past without their permission. They're thugs. And do you know what they did? She made the mistake of driving past one of their barriers. She quickly realized her mistake and tried to turn around to comply with their demands, because they're the law now. She didn't go fast enough. They shot her tires out. Then they pummeled the car with bullets, killing her 8-year-old daughter. You want to hear the part the media cut out? Here you go. Here's her father talking about why they killed her.
They say Black Lives Matter. You killed your own. Killed your own this time. Just because of a barrier. They killed my baby because she crossed the barrier and made a U-turn. You killed a child. She ain't do nothing to nobody.
Whoa. We have Marxist soldiers in our streets murdering 8-year-olds for crossing barriers? Crossing into territory they believe they control because the mayor of Atlanta let them have it? Well, yes, we do. Here's the mom correcting dad. No. They didn't even give me a chance to complete the U-turn before they murdered my daughter for the offense of crossing their Marxist control line.
They didn't give us time to make a U-turn. They started shooting on my car before we could even make a U-turn. Shooting my tires out. Like, why?
Why? Because left-wing militias are controlling streets all over America. And being black doesn't get kill you just as fast. They don't care. Because they're not about black lives. Their goal is absolute Marxism, total control. The taking and keeping and protection of territory. That's it. Here's her dad.
They say black lives
matter. Actually, here we go.
But black lives matter.
My baby was shot in her bed.
Killing your own.
Nobody there to help
you. You killed an 8-year-old child.
Nobody.
She ain't did nothing to now one of y'all. She just wanted to get home to see her cousin. That's all she wanted to do.
Yep. And about black lives. She's not going to get 3 state funerals like George Floyd did. She won't be remembered. She's a rope bum. She's an inconvenience. Look, her mama didn't follow the Marxist rules and they killed her. I mean, that's what you got to expect now in Atlanta, right? Isn't that pretty much what we're doing? By the way, that's why the governor sent the National Guard into Atlanta. Because the Marxists control parts of it now. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. This is not me. I didn't come up with the idea they're Marxist. Let's re-listen to the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors, when asked in 2015 what their ideology is. Notice she doesn't say anything about black lives. It's so weird.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
There you go. So, Marxists control part of Atlanta right now. Media doesn't want you to know that. They want you to think this was just caught in the crossfire. Folks, our first Marxist murder of a child on U.S. soil for defying their territorial boundaries. Where's the outrage? Where?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.